Hi, hello. Welcome to the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm Michael Foreman, author. Hi again, it's Michael Foreman, author. Author of unique dark adult fiction about sexless marriages. No, I'm not a do-it-yourself, how-to-fix-my-sexless-marriage kind of author. Although, I often sound like one on this podcast. I'm a sufferer just like you. My marriage of 10 years was a sexless one. I know that there are other people out there who are going through the same thing today and are wondering what's going to happen with their marriages in the future, the future of their children's lives, and their financial futures, as there are a lot of things at stake. It's not just about sex, is it? Monogamy plays a terrible head game with us. We're expected to do so much to remain faithful to our spouses, with so little in return. It's a difficult place to be. It's like being caught between a rock and a hard place. We are made to do something we don't like doing, and we can't tell anyone about it, nor change the situation. I put this Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast together a few years ago for the sole purpose of understanding what it's like to be in a sexless marriage. This is the place where all that hidden junk gets expressed. It's a rabbit hole of emotion, and some of it is messy stuff. Today's episode is about sex, intimacy, sexual compatibility, and what every couple needs to know about them. This one comes from a story I found on the internet, and it was very popular when I shared it on my Flipboard account. I don't know whether you've got that application on your device, but I like using Flipboard. It's a way to search, collect, collate, and store various web pages into what are called magazines. I stored the following page in a magazine I titled A Sexless Marriage, Story Of. It was shared by many, and I thought I'd reproduce it here as a podcast. It comes from the Philippines, and that's okay, because the Philippines has sexless marriages too. It just goes to show that a change in country and culture doesn't mean an improvement in marriage. The words you'll hear are so relatable that you'll think it's been written by someone who lives next door. I've shortened it to make it work with the podcast. It starts with a few quotes written by people from around the internet who are chiming into the sexless marriage debate. Someone always has something to say about couples in sexless marriages that makes so much sense that it's totally unhelpful to those suffering from one. So here we go.
If you're not sexually attracted to your partner, then leave.
It's okay if you're not sexually compatible, you'll live.
Passion is the most important thing in any relationship.
Sex isn't that important in a relationship anyway.
You should be having sex all the time.
With all these relationship truths and so-called sexual deal breakers constantly being thrown our way by the media, our peers, and other married couples, we want to know the real deal. How true are these statements anyway? Even if there are misconceptions about sex and relationships that a lot of us may have formed growing up, perhaps due to religious education, our parents' ideas of intimacy, and mainstream media, it's never too late to start debunking some of them. Relationship counselor and Stay Connected author Lissy Ann Puno dishes psychologist-backed truths about sex and intimacy that every couple needs to know to grow a healthy, loving relationship. According to Lissy Ann, there are four main components needed in any relationship: love, commitment, intimacy, and sex. Taken apart and experienced on their own, she says, are as important as experiencing them together. I'll get the words out. It gives more meaning and fulfillment for the individual and the couple. But what exactly makes a healthy, loving relationship? Well, Lysianne replies, a loving relationship in which individuals trust each other enough to become vulnerable and secure, and neither exploits nor takes the other for granted. It involves communication, sharing, and tenderness. Sure, that sounds like rainbows and butterflies, but it's compromise that moves us along, says Maroon 5. I'm sure that many of us would want that kind of a relationship for ourselves, but like the good things in life, achieving couple goals require time and effort on both sides. This includes choosing love, committing to one another, making time for sex, and working on intimacy. But isn't intimacy just the same as sex? Lysianne responds, intimacy actually means innermost. So this refers to the innermost part of our beings or core. It suggests that to be intimate, you need a very strong personal relationship and emotional closeness to feel safe, to reveal the innermost self. Often, Lysianne's clinical practice sees struggling couples expressing sexual issues which are usually symptoms of a relationship that's not working. However, there are times when sexual intimacy is actually the problem, not the sex. Many people have skewed perceptions of sex. In TV shows and films, we always see a heated couple engaging in passionate sex, but we hardly ever see the more intimate side of that relationship. An overly sexualized culture, as you see around us in magazine advertisements, newspapers, billboards, programs, movies, internet, and TV commercials, the message seems to be that sex sells and anything goes. We are exposed to these sexualized images that have strong messages towards them. There has always been this hyper-focus on sex and putting physical pleasure on a pedestal. But Lissy reminds both singles and couples that there is a lot more at stake than the pleasure that is associated with sex. She says, we should also have respect for our bodies, for authentic love, for one another, tenderness, and intimacy in a committed relationship. Mental and emotional health and well-being, and communication that allows us to be loved and understood. A couple's worst fear could be finding out that their physical attraction and emotional connection to each other stops at that. What if we're not sexually compatible? Sexual compatibility, known as mutually sexually attracted to your partner, is actually more than that. It's when a couple has the same level of desire and expectations that translates to a mutually satisfying frequency and quality of sex. You're basically on the same page. What happens if you're not? Sexual compatibility can be reached with a lot of understanding, communication, and love for one another, and that you're willing to negotiate during times when sexual desire and expectation are not of equal weight. This understanding should stem from a place of non-judgment and the acceptance that humans are created sexual beings. It is a continuing design that allows us to enjoy a fulfilling sexual life with a partner whom we want to love in a safe, committed relationship. When there are significant differences in each spouse, try to understand that there are other issues contributing to the lack of compatibility. Is it worth trying to improve our sexual compatibility? According to Lysianne, it is. Sexual compatibility is part of a healthy and loving relationship which is ultimately made up of a variety of values, attitudes, and traits that two people discover while dating. Sex is one part of this. It is important that we love, respect, in kindness, that we get to know one another in terms of the views that we have with regard to sex. It is definitely not discovered in an instant or a moment of attraction. Discovering sexual compatibility includes being emotionally intimate with one another. While dating, you will discover differences, barriers, past experiences, and childhood upbringing that may block the manner in which sex would be experienced. This process will help each partner understand how they would approach this in their relationship. Grow as lovers and allow the compatibility to grow, trusting that communicate about their lives in an honest way that'll enhance the overall quality of the relationship, address frustrations, disappointments, and other concerns immediately so not to develop resentment, hurts, and misunderstandings. There is no absolute answer, and nothing is black and white, as it depends on the couple. But according to Lysianne, the following answers to these common questions about sex are based on a level of emotional maturity, psychological health, and a good foundation to a relationship where both couples want to make it work. Lysianne is asked, do we need to be sexually compatible to make things work? The answer is no. There are other ingredients to make a relationship work, not only sex. She's asked, what if I'm not sexually satisfied in my relationship? Can it still work? She answers, maybe. It can work, but you both need to be willing to work on it and find ways towards mutual sexual fulfillment. When this is addressed in mature ways, you can reach the point of getting your needs met. The question is asked, can our relationship still work if our partner just wants to be sexually satisfied somewhere else? No. Respect the boundaries of a committed relationship, Lysianne says. It's asked, is it okay if I have a stronger libido and my partner doesn't? Yes. Talk about the mismatch of your sexual desire and expectations and try and find a balance. Both people have to make compromises. Another question. Is it risky if we wait until after marriage to test our sexual compatibility? She answers, there are a lot of things to discover after marriage, and being sexual partners could be one of them. Lysianne suggests, get to know one another deeply before marriage. Know yourselves, know one another. Let your love grow. Understand one another through deep communication and learn how to problem solve. Another question. How often should we really have sex as a married couple? Lysianne answers, there's really no by-the-book answer for this. It depends on many factors like age, stress, and physical condition. However, a sexless marriage is something to be concerned about. According to Lysianne, it is defined by having sex less than 10 times a year. Another question, what if we skip sex for weeks or months at a time because we're both tired and busy? She replies, identify the roadblocks and distractions in your lives that take away the opportunity to spend time as a couple. What if our sexual drive as a couple is not as rampant or as aggressive as we think it should be? Well, according to Lysianne, what the media portrays would not be a good basis of what sexual intimacy would be in a healthy, loving relationship. What if sex isn't a mutual priority? She answers, we'll talk about it with understanding, tenderness, and love, and ask for your needs. And talk about why it is important to you. With all the right ingredients, your sexual compatibility will grow too, which is reassuring to hear, especially for couples still working their way through the maze that is sex and intimacy. However, you don't have to feel sad that you're lost. With the right partner and the right tools, sooner or later, you will be found. Well, I hope you have enjoyed listening to today's podcast. This one comes directly from the internet. I know I've talked about a lot of personal experiences, but occasionally I like to read something from someone else and find a story that I think hits a mark. I hope this one hit the mark for you. It's an abridged version, that is, I've shortened the piece to make it fit here. There was some content about singles versus couples, but I left it out of the podcast, as well as how each of the sexes interprets intimacy, reaching that innermost being that Lissy Ann mentioned earlier. You can read more of Lissy Ann Puno's online work simply by doing an online search for her. Don't forget, she's in the Philippines. You might need to include that detail to narrow your search and find her sooner. And if you're interested in reading my books, you can find them on smashwords.com. Type that address into your browser, and then when you get to Smashwords, go to the search bar at the top of it. When you find it, type in the word Seethings, that's S-E-E-T-H-I-N-G-S. It's by Michael Foreman, me, just to confirm that you found the right one. I also have a website at michaelformanwriting.com. That's where you'll find more information about the kinds of stories I write. I know I've got this podcast that tells you all about the raw side of sexless marriages, but inside fiction, I'm allowed to express some of the rawest emotion through its characters. Only you will know how to find and make sense of what I put into the text. So that's michaelformanwriting.com. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I've enjoyed putting it together for you. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you're having a really great day or night. But just remember, it can always rain on your parade. I'll see you later.